Welcome aboard our vessel. I'll be your cook. Join me and my trusty ally, the captain, as we set sail through our relationship with music, film, literature, and everything in between, as well as our ongoing exploration into mental health and well-being. Anchors up!
Just you recording or not?
Just looking at the iPad.
Just looking at...
Hello, Bryn.
Just an existential crisis. Hello, good day to you, sir.
Good day. How are you, Squire? Good morrow. A sorrow? You had your work to do last night, didn't you? So
yes.
We're going to have to ease you in.
Yeah. No, it's not too bad. I went to the gym this morning, so.
Oh, well done.
It's all good.
I did.
Yeah. No, well done.
Got up at half a seven. It's lovely. Yeah, go on.
Oh, no, go on after you then.
I'm just going to say Nora had a Christmas play today. So well done to Nora because, you know, well done to the teachers.
Yeah.
Because you're coordinating two reception classes to do a small nativity.
Mm.
And they did it.
Yeah.
And it's surprising what 4-year-olds can probably do more than this.
Probably do a better podcast.
Probably do a better podcast.
More organised. Yeah,
congrats to them.
Yeah, well done. Okay, so yeah, we just thought we'd pop up just for a quick hello, we're here.
Like beavers.
Yeah.
And then we go back underground.
Go back into the dam. yeah, and obviously we have got a poignant Christmas special one coming up.
Yeah.
And that will actually drop on Christmas Day. So
it
what
will.
A treat for everybody.
What a treat.
We're also like 6,800 listens. So come on guys, 200 listens. Let's make it before the end of
That'd
the year.
That'd be awesome, wouldn't
yeah.
it, if we could.
Hit 7,000
yeah, yeah,
for
yeah.
New Year. Yeah, so it's just a quick 20 minutes. All the Spotify raps have come out. People
yeah,
are sharing
course.
Them. So we thought we'd have a chat about ours. Have a look at the podcast one. Hopefully I can get it quicker than last year where we had to wait for ages for all the information.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so go on, you can start.
Well, I was just looking.
Whoa!
I do like Spotify Wrapped to a degree, because it's just like when
yeah.
people are like, what's happened?
Hello!
So I think I like seeing what people are listening to.
Mm.
I think, like, for mine, there's never no surprises in there, as we'll see in a minute. But I
yeah.
like the stats, you know, 4,412 songs in a year, which, you know, is pretty
yeah.
decent. There's probably some that I, like, played... or battered a lot more than
yeah.
one, because there's the on repeat list, which I go to a lot, which is, if anyone's got Spotify, hasn't found it yet, it's just basically the 30 songs you're playing the most
yeah.
at any one time. But my top tracks this year were UK Grimm by Sleaford Mods. I think they really captured the state of the UK, not only in the album UK Grimm, but in that particular song. It's got a fantastic video as well. But I really smashed the War on Drugs this year. So 2, 3, and 4
yeah.
Were War on Drugs, Strangest Thing, Red Eyes, and Pain live. They did a live album. And then I went to see them live. So it was probably a lot based around that. Number 5, another Sleaford Mods, Force 10 from Navarone. So I absolutely battered those songs. But yeah, go for your songs.
Yeah.
Have you got
okay.
your songs?
What I did find interesting, there's one place that listened like me, and it was Cardiff.
Oh,
so
mine was Brighton.
Okay, well, yeah. That works. So my songs, so I think when it came out I said this is going to be number one, so Baby Teeth,
yeah,
Schlugs, Wellis, I got it there, got us
yeah.
number one.
Well,
Chelsea Dagger,
that's
so the Fratellis, yeah. it's a go-to for my running, like, you know, the playlist. Mardi Bum, obviously
yeah.
went to see them this year. UK Grimm,
yeah,
so there's your influence
me,
appearing.
That, yeah.
yeah. Basket Case, Green
yeah.
Days, that's always, so it's kind of, I'm not surprised by any of those in there.
No.
Really, as expected. I listened to 38,775 minutes as well.
Yeah, and I reckon that's, we're close. So mine was 36,856,
yeah.
and it says 25 days non-stop. But when we play our FIFA in our
yeah.
afternoons...
so that's probably,
we
probably played 2,000
yeah.
minutes of FIFA.
Yeah.
So just listening, yeah.
But I do like the stats where it's like, when it says that, like 2,358 artists listened to.
Mm.
I'm in the top 0.5% of War and Drugs fans. I got a little message from Adam, didn't I? From one of the personal
yeah.
message.
Yeah. Hi, Aaron.
My peak listen month to them was June, and it was around then I went to see them.
Mm.
Sleaford Mods were number 2. Beatles are always there, and
yeah.
Sleaford Mods nowadays, to be fair. Oasis, yeah, mm-hmm. standard, number 4. And number 5 was Arctic Monkeys. And again, June was a listening month, but we went to see them, didn't we?
Yeah.
So we were playing them a lot just to get in the mood.
Mm.
I like that it captures those months as well.
Yeah.
You know, when were you listening to certain songs?
First cool. of June, I listened to 421 minutes.
Wow.
So I don't know what I was doing first of June. Yeah.
What?
I listened to 2,297 artists. And my number one was the Beatles. And I'm a top 1% fan.
That's awesome.
So I'm quite chuffed with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's I think Sleaford Mods was my one last year.
Mm.
And I wouldn't be surprised with the Beatles and like Sleaford Mods and that if like it's the top percentage thing. I listen to so much of them. But like we'll say sometimes, you know, when we come around for FIFA, that's a Beatles day. It's a Beatles day today. You know. So that's cool.
Yeah.
So I think we've got ours, haven't we, as well?
We do have ours. Yeah.
So we did this last year.
See if we can make it a bit quicker going through. The graphics are good, but it just takes a while.
It takes a while to get through. Yeah, you can't skip it as easy, can you?
Oh, and also Big Thief got into my top artists.
So obviously
I went to see them in February. Yeah, so they appeared. Cat Stevens is there, so it's quite eclectic. So it's quite nice.
Your cat just appeared.
Oh, there she is. Is she? It is ours. Yeah, it is our cat. Our top episode was Back to the Big Sesh.
Last year was the Big Sesh.
Last year was the Big Sesh.
So we had a lot of them to thank.
It was streamed 632% more than our average ones. Very popular.
Look at those, all those vain artists just tuning into Europe.
Just to
themselves.
Listen about that, let's hear it for the new fan. Come on.
I've got
mine going, I'm that guy.
Yeah.
74% of our listeners discovered us in 2020.
It's just growth again, isn't it? That's what we're looking for. As long as we keep growing every year, we'll keep going.
We'll keep going. Keep growing.
Oh, you like that? That's my mantra for life.
15% of our new listeners started with Back to the Big Set.
Yeah.
So, like you said, how does it feel to have gone global?
How does it feel, Bryn?
Yeah, it feels all right.
I wanted to keep it local, but...
Yeah, I know. I was hoping just to stay in Cardiff. But we were streamed in 15 countries, and the UK was the top.
Well, that's a standard, isn't it?
Standard,
It's very psychedelic, isn't it, the visuals on the
Liz,
pod one?
Your listeners have good taste, obviously.
So here's what they're into.
So what are they into?
Kiwi, what are you into?
Yeah. Ah, so our top podcast genres for listeners: comedy, sports, society, and culture.
That fits.
Kind of captures what we do, really.
That fits.
Maybe we need to talk more about sport. I'm sure people will love that.
Well, obviously, number one is comedy because we're funny.
Yeah, we're hilarious. Make each other laugh. At least.
That's the main thing. That's what I do this for.
Top genres: rock, pop, and Broadway.
You're sneaking in the Broadway influence, aren't you?
Yeah, gonna have to have a few more musicals coming in.
And Libby's influence, because she brought that Broadway angle, didn't she?
Your listeners definitely told their friends about you. Oh dear. What did they say? Oh, it was shared all over. 78% by a direct link, 15% by WhatsApp.
That's cool.
2%
Snapchat. I know.
who's if you're the person who Snapchatted, please tell us, because
I
don't even know. 2% Instagram. And 3% other.
Just it's funny how Instagram is the same percentage as
Snapchat
and we don't use it.
No.
We only use Instagram.
We only use Instagram.
2% of our shit is coming. It's not working.
No.
We need a new tactic.
We'll just start WhatsApping everyone.
Yeah. Broadcasting on WhatsApp.
Give us your numbers.
Yeah.
Most shared episode, Back to the Big Sesh.
Again, though, that's the one where we do name call a lot of people, don't we? So it would make absolute sense, wouldn't it, for that? Like that
it's,
makes
and
sense.
And it's asked us, are you a gardener?
Oh.
Are we?
Fine. Well.
Because your podcast saw some nice growth this year.
10%?
10% new followers.
That's good.
Yeah.
Take that.
We haven't done them yet. Can't forget to give a shout out to your biggest fans. I don't know if it'll say who exactly it is.
No, it doesn't, I don't think.
You're a top 10 podcast for 62 people.
Whoa! So that's a good community
for us,
nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like that. No such thing as a fish, we're coming for you.
No. Top 5 podcast for 43. Ooh, drum roll, please.
Drum roll, please. Top podcast for...
19
people. We're number one for 19 people. Me,
thanks, guys.
You? Yeah. Me and you on our work phones.
Yeah.
No.
Ah.
That's cool.
Nice.
Thank you to everyone, though. Honestly.
Yeah. So, top fans listen to us 2.7 times more than other listeners.
That's amazing.
So that's cool. Yeah. 84% joined for the first time this year. Let's zoom out. Oh, it's just giving us...
going to give us the graphs, is it?
Is it? What a year. Top 10 for...
Brilliant.
That's cool.
We had a nice message, didn't we, off Q?
We did, a couple of nice messages. Yeah.
We had a voice note.
Yep.
And we had a message
mm-hmm.
of how much it means to him. Obviously, we welcome any of those, not just from a perspective of, oh, yeah, it's great for us to hear that. It's just, it's nice for us to hear.
Yeah.
We're not doing it, like, you know, we just take the mics off and talk in the walls, wouldn't we, otherwise? If you're appreciating what we do, if it gives you a bit of solace, a bit send a voice note, send a message. Yeah. I think we need to speak to QE first, and maybe on the Christmas one, ask him if we can play his note.
Yeah.
Because it was touching, wasn't it? Like, if he's comfortable
with it.
QE, let us know. I know you'll listen to this.
Hopefully.
But, you know, it'd be nice to have fan voice.
Yeah.
You know, friend voice. I don't like the word. Mm. Friend voice, you know, like someone, people, friends of the podcast.
Yeah.
Play a little bit of your voice on there. Because we've said it so many times, but I know it's difficult for people. People are listening, they're walking around, they enjoy it while they listen, then they move on with their day. Mm. That's fine. But if you are listening in a space where you can get your phone out, you can message us on Instagram, or if you've got our number, or, you know, some of us people know us, send in a voice note.
Yeah,
send in something.
Know.
We'd love it, wouldn't we?
Yeah, nice feedback. And I think also, so yeah, plans for next year as well are ongoing.
Yeah.
Know, hopefully, we've got a couple of guests lined up. We might alter some things as well.
Yeah.
You know, so there may be a couple of changes in some of the format, what we do, how we talk.
I might just talk like this. Maybe we'll do a challenge ourselves to do a seagull corner in Welsh.
Ooh,
that'd be a good year. Or like on next
two words.
Shemai. Hoyle.
Navo. Done.
I think as well, obviously, that is also the time for us to say that, you know, you can shape that.
Mm.
You know, if there's things you want to see, things, you know, Seagull Corner came from listener.
Yeah, it came from Priest.
Priest sent that one in. And I think as well, it's just for us, there's some guests who've been in touch that we've been meaning to get round to for a while. We're excited about those people that we really like.
Yeah.
But I think in terms of formatting and stuff, we're open to suggestions, aren't we? If this thing, you know, we might bring back some old stuff, like we did the poetry corners, the story corners, didn't we? We might drop some of the, I've got loads of stuff backed up that I haven't shared yet, so we might drop some of those in. But again, I suppose we've got a whole year ahead of us, so we need, who do you want to hear about?
Who do you like to hear about? We've got ideas, we've got plans, and we react in the moment.
Yeah,
you know, to
absolutely.
If things happen, we're like, oh, actually, will that be a useful podcast to talk about? To explore, you know, and it's like, I know we focus a lot on music, but is there other things, you know, topics or you know, culture, stuff like that? Just let us know, you know, because we're always learning them, which is nice.
We enjoy that, don't we, as well? Yeah, for sure. Has that been an easy one for you today, mate? You look like you're coming to life, so your pies are nearly done.
Yep, pies are nearly cooked.
Sweeney Todd's off. Like, put me in the get the pie down your neck.
And on that note,
it's a tra from me.
Tra from him.